So now we're going to talk to, we're going to go from knives and fire and homemade boats to wine. We are going to talk to two people who, with little knowledge of the wine industry and not much capital, started up a new wine company and became one of the world's largest wine brands. Joining us now are Barefoot Wine co-founders Bonnie Harvey and Michael Houlihan, and they're going to join us now to talk about how they take an idea and grow it into a national success. And so you really started not in a general sense, but in a more specific sense. You just started thinking about that 37-year-old mother of 2.5 kids looking for a Tuesday night wine, wanting to spend, you know, something like, what, $10 or less for a typical 0.75-liter bottle?
Absolutely.
And designed around that. Everything, right? I mean, tell us how that decision of your customer led to other decisions about your brand, your product, your company structure.
Well, we continued to ask the people that were consuming our product by donating to nonprofits and other wine events. So we were always talking to the consumer, and we were always asking questions. What do you want? We asked questions of everybody that touched our product because we felt that they all had a different take on what was necessary. For instance, we were told by a forklift driver that he was delivering the wrong products because he couldn't see the cases in the warehouse because it was so dark there. So when he's picking up the cases, he'd pick up the wrong ones. So we said, well, maybe we should make the label larger, right? And he says, no, why don't you make every varietal or every different type of product that you have, put that in a different colored case.
Huh. So, and so you actually changed the whole color of the case, the 12-bottle case?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, exactly.
Makes perfect sense.
So then we didn't have missed deliveries. And as it turned out, the people that stocked them, generally the stock boy in the store, he is stocking up brightly colored boxes, and that's really a lot of fun for anybody who likes to stack blocks, okay? So we'd get more stacks, and it was more colorful display. Once again, attracted our end user, talked to them. They said they loved it, and they knew what colors that they wanted to buy very quickly, which was the varietals, of course. And it was all a matter of asking a lot of questions. We would have regular meetings, and our salespeople would come in, or they'd call in, and our entire staff would be sitting around a big table in the conference room. Well, there's good news and bad news. Good news, we just got into a new chain. Yay, everybody's happy about that. The bad news is they put us on the bottom shelf, the least desirable place to be in a chain store or any store. So we laughed. We said, I guess we'll be picking up the foot traffic then. Okay, so with Barefoot, that's kind of funny. Humor works well in any situation, believe me. So we said, well, how are we going to get people to actually look down to see our product? And one of the people said, well, I know, why don't we put these large purple decals of feet, which we ended up calling sticky feet, on the floor and walk them down the wine aisle and then turn them in to face the aisle where our product was.
What a great idea.
Then they're standing there in front of the shelf that has our product on the bottom shelf, and they're looking down at their feet because that's where these big purple feet have led them. And they're saying, why am I here? And then we put a little tag that stuck out from the shelf that said Barefoot with an arrow. So you've got them laughing. So once people are laughing, they're already at least halfway to saying yes. Well, that idea of sticky feet, that came from the receptionist.
Well, now, the other part of this, though, is that sometimes your people come up with ideas that just aren't appropriate. What's your response to that, Michael?
You have to have some semblance of practicality. But on the other hand, you have to tolerate and encourage these kind of ideas because it is out of these crazy ideas that solid solutions come. So people would be allowed to say things like that in a brainstorming session, and then people would, you know, ultimately they'd make fun of it and say, yeah, and then why don't we do this and why don't we do that? And then somebody would say, wait a minute, we've got a problem over here, and maybe that would solve part of it. Or they'd come up with something completely off the wall that it was jogged because somebody came up with a completely ridiculous idea. And I'm telling you, at Barefoot, we had ridiculous ideas almost every day. but the idea was, for us, we thought, well, this is like water on the garden. This is going to make the grass grow. You just have to know how to weed.